podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I want to talk about electric scooters on our roads, and there are many of them. There are thousands of them, actually. Using an electric scooter is currently not permitted under existing road traffic legislation in Ireland. Anyone caught using one in public could be fined or have their vehicle seized by Gardaí, the Department of Transport has warned. But the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, has asked the Road Safety Authority to research how e-scooters and other such vehicles are regulated in other countries, because the UK is currently considering changing its laws that would allow e-scooters on the roads. Now, the argument is that this form of transport will reduce congestion on our roads. In the United States, for example, there have been calls to re-examine the safety of electric scooters following several deaths and a series of severe injuries. And I want to talk about e-scooters. Are they the future, or should they be completely banned off our roads? If you've had any experiences with them, I'd love to hear from you. If you own one, I would love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. I'm joined on the line by Kieran Hughes, who is the founder of gyrowheel.ie. Kieran, explain to me, if you will, exactly what is an e-scooter?
An e-scooter is essentially a scooter with motor assistance. They're available in many brands, types and sizes, but generally they would be somewhere between a bicycle and a motorcycle, as in they still need assistance to move off. The motor will generally take you to up to speeds maybe about 25, 26 kilometres an hour. And obviously, they'll slow considerably going up hills and that. So they're not fully powered vehicles. They're very convenient. In particular, they're ideal for commuting, as in you could do part of the journey to the bus stop, the train, the Lewis, take your train and then complete the journey on the other end with your scooter.
And what sort of speeds would you get out of one?
Scooters are capable of anything between 20 and 30 kilometres an hour.
Okay, now, in terms of the legality, this is something that is being discussed in the UK at the moment, considering changing the laws that would allow both e-scooters and hoverboards on their roads in the UK. What's the current legal status of electric scooters here in Ireland?
The current legal status is a great topic of debate here, actually, because you hear all sorts of opinions saying they're illegal, others saying they're not. They're categorised, they're not. So it is one of national debate, and probably one someone in the legal profession could answer better. But it would be my opinion that they are uncategorised and are not illegal.
And that's where a company like yours comes in terms of you sell electronic scooters. So you obviously believe that there is a big market for them here.
I do indeed. Well, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. We started out in 2015, essentially started selling electric unicycles. And indeed, we still sell them. But really, the consumer demand for the electric scooter, as in the two-wheel scooter.
So tell me, Kieran, what are the benefits of an electric scooter? And do you see them as being a part of the solution to transport problems we have in a city like Dublin?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the benefits are time saving. It must be very, very frustrating for motorists to be queuing stop, go, stop, go, stop, go for half an hour, three quarters of an hour and more every day to work and coming back from work. So essentially, it totally eliminates that and allows the commuter to go either from their home to their place of work and arrive in a nice, fresh state of mind and, you know, feeling good about themselves, not frustrated or anything. But they essentially save a lot of time.
Now, in terms of the dangers of them, there are some that believe they are quite dangerous, particularly given the state of some of our roads around Dublin. Do you see them as being dangerous?
I don't see them as dangerous any more than you know, any other mode of transport. Certainly, I think the rider has to take the responsibility for how they use the road, their awareness of other traffic, in particular cars, buses, lorries. And I think people have the illusion that people on scooters will just go out and scoot without regard maybe for all of these rules and other road users. So, you know, if one is to respect other road users and be wary of other traffic around you, as you would on a bicycle or any other motorised vehicle, indeed, I don't think they're any more dangerous than any other form of transport.
Okay, so you would obviously be calling on the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, to look carefully at legalising these for use on our roads.
I would indeed. I think, given all the discussion that's there now, most people are in a state of limbo. They don't know who to believe, whether it's actually legal to use one or not use one or whatever. But given like that there's over 2,000 of them apparently on the streets of Dublin already. So I think the best option is to actually take a look at them, put standards on them and legalise them formally that way.
All right. Kieran Hughes, founder of Gyrowheel.ie. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on 98FM.
Thank you.
And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Would you like to see the law being regulated around e-scooters, electric scooters? Or do you think that they are a death trap and lethal on our roads? Whatever your opinion, I would love to hear from you. If you have one, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. I used one a couple of weeks ago. I was in Madrid and used one going around Madrid. And in Madrid, you get an app on your phone and you just go over, you set up an account and you go over and you just zap the scooter and it unlocks and away you go and you scoot around the place. Now, I thought I had absolutely brilliant fun on it. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience on the e-scooter. That's my only experience with them. Did I think they were dangerous? Yeah, once I went into a pothole, and we've quite an amount of them here in Ireland. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Should these electric scooters be taken off the roads before they're even an issue? This message says, my husband uses one to get to the Dart and in the city to get from the Dart to work. He's able to get quicker to the train both ways. Our bills for parking are reduced and he manages to time an earlier train and we get to see him more. I was a bit sceptical about them in the beginning, but I am for them now, says that lady. Eddie, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Eddie?
Morning, Eddie.
Now, Eddie, you think these are a great idea?
Adrian, they're brilliant. They're the way forward. There's a young lad at my job that has one right now. They only go about, depending on which model you go, but the one he gets goes about 15 to 18 kilometres. You cycle faster.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like I said, my only experience with them was in Madrid a couple of weeks ago. And the one that I had did a good 30 kilometres
hour. There's a company called Muck and Fun up there, Wicklow, that do a whole range of them. But they're brilliant. But this lad uses it right now. He's the only young lad. He's about 19. Because he can't get a car because he's priced out with the price of tax and insurance, first force policy, etc., you know. And the congestion on the roads now, they're absolutely brilliant. But you know what's going to happen? They will be regulated. And because they're like a mechanically vehicle, they'll end up bringing in some kind of test and you will have tax. Insurance or something. But
okay, but
they're not exactly...
Like I said, we have problems with certain cyclists on our roads not paying attention to the rules of the road and going through red lights and everything else. Is legalising these electric scooters not going to just add to that problem?
Adrian, you have problems with people crossing the road. You know what I mean? That's life. You know what I mean? You can't just mollycoddle people. People on electric bikes, people on bikes, people walking across pedestrians on the streets. That's going to happen. You know what I mean? But to put a kibosh on it, no. Do you know what's going to happen, though? I wouldn't mind a regulation in such where they brought it in where it had to be roadworthy, because I wouldn't want to buy one that's a bag of crap that could put me life at danger. But in no way can I like tax and insure them. Most people I see on them, I live Clondalkin way, so I don't tend to go into the city. I know they're prevalent in the city, but the lad I see on it, he's just trucking along down the path, you know what I mean? and then you see people in cycle lanes. They're not exactly going to be in the middle of a bloody dual carriageway like a bloody horse and cart. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you see them as the future, basically.
Adrian, they're absolutely fantastic.
All right, stay there for one second, Eddie. If I could ask Vincent, who rang us in a couple of minutes ago, Vincent, if you could ring us back, please. We must have gotten a wrong number for you. Vincent is still listening. If you could give Rachel a call back, please, on 6797981. Stuart, you're on 98FM. How are you, Stuart?
How's it going, Adrian?
Now, George, you actually tried to import electric scooters a couple of years ago.
Well, I didn't try to import them. I inquired about importing them. I had returned home from China, where that was my mode of transport. Like an old Honda 50, but pedals, and also a battery that you can plug in and charge overnight. And when I got home, I was thinking that, you know, very handy and very convenient. So I made a few inquiries with the motor tax office, and I was told because it was mechanically assisted that it's subject to tax and insurance to be on the roads, and that put the kibosh on everything. So that's what I was told about 8 years ago. They would have only cost a couple of hundred euro. Like I say, exact same as a Honda 50, only has pedals and a small battery.
Mm.
And yeah.
Okay, now, as you heard talking to Kieran Hughes a while ago, it is a grey area.
If you ring the motor tax office, you'll find that it's not a grey area. So, you know, somebody selling these things might possibly hope that it's a grey area and might get something, but I think something may have to change.
Do you think they should be regulated and legalised and, you know, for people to be allowed to use them on the streets?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Do you think they should have to be taxed and insured?
I think that's a bit, like, for the battery power thing, like, I don't know, you know. Well, tax-wise, there's no emissions, so you probably get free tax, but you might have to pay insurance.
Okay, so because it's an electrically propelled vehicle, they're not doing huge speeds, but
exactly.
Now,
things weren't fast at all, like, but they were convenient.
My only issue with it was the one I had. I was going on in Madrid a couple of weeks ago. It had kind of little kind of suspension wheels, but not much. But I went into a pothole and. My God almighty, the bang.
Shook your bones.
Oh my Jesus, it really scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah. And I'm, yeah, you they're know, not made for, they're literally just A to B, nip around, you know. You wouldn't be going on bad Irish roads, on back roads or anything on them, you know, you'd kill yourself. Even though they don't go that fast, you go into a pothole on one of them, you're coming off like.
Yeah, and like I said, I nearly did. I nearly came off it, and I would have been doing maybe 25 kilometres, and boom, the bang from hitting this pothole was fairly rough. And I just wonder, are our roads able for them?
They're probably not, but the one thing that sticks out to me is that for this to progress and to be legal and so on, this is just going to be another method to get money out of you. It won't be for the convenience of it. It won't be for anything like that. It'll be just another method of clawing back some road tax that they're losing through the emissions.
Okay, so but you do see a need for regulation. You do see that they will add to transport around the city.
Yeah, sure. People will be flying around on them with their earphones in and not paying attention to bicycles and bicycle lanes. And yeah, it's it can be a messy one, but if it's done right, it'd be very convenient and very helpful for a lot of people.
All right, Stuart, thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Vincent is in East Wall. And Vincent, you're a doctor. Are you there, Vincent?
I'm actually a driver for the doctor.
Oh, you're a driver for the doctor. Okay, now, you see a lot of people with these e-scooters on the streets.
Yeah, I am in no way against saving the planet, going a little bit electric with things. But the one thing I will have to say is that I'm oftentimes coming on to shift in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going home. And I've had people on the e-scooters, there's no markings, no lights, no reflectiveness on them at all, even in the evening times when you're trying to I'm GPSing around trying to take a doctor safely from one call to another, and all of a sudden you got these guys flying along and swerving out of bicycle lanes into car lanes to avoid potholes. And I almost clipped a couple of them over the last couple of months, and it's so people need to be aware of the fact there's no hand signals. Nobody's using any hand signals that I've noticed an awful lot with the scooters, because they have both of their hands on the handlebar.
Now, one of the things I was talking with Ciarán Hughes a while ago, and one of the things that they're bringing in now for their scooters is basically indicators, because it's very difficult to do a hand signal when you're on a scooter. You have to keep both hands on the handlebars. But he says their new scooters will have indicators on them, and maybe that should be part of the regulation of them.
Well, if people are going to be going on the roads and going on the bicycle paths which are attached to the roads, they should, by rights, have lights on them all the way around. And to me, that just sounds like another thing that will be easily broken on one of those e-scooters. But they should have lights all the way around relative to what they're doing. I know it's an electric vehicle, so that makes it even harder for the actual battery power. But in the midst of all of that, when you're driving as a driver, you need to see people that are on the road.
Okay, so they need lights, they need indicators, and they need people to ride on them properly, basically. Well,
some type of reflectivity, you know, some type of reflection there. Because the couple people that I almost clipped had no lights. They had no, they were coming along and they went around a bicyclist that stopped, and I had the legal right-of-way to turn left, and they came zipping right through. And it just it was like the person on the cycle was waiting, because they were aware that they weren't allowed to go straight through, but I had the turn in, you know? So it's just, it's scary stuff. The rules of the road has to apply to everybody.
Now, I know the government is, in fact, the Minister for Transport has asked the Road Safety Authority to research how they're regulated in other countries. In terms of regulation, what would you, obviously lights or reflectivity or whatever, and indicators, do you think they need to be taxed and insured?
That in itself, I would say no.
Okay,
I know that they are using the road. They don't have the same heavy weight on the road like a heavy vehicle does. They're not a heavy machinery, you know. So, like, you can't start taxing every cyclist that's on the road as well, can you?
No, I don't think anybody thinks we should. But yeah, I mean, it could be argued that for every electric scooter that's on the road, that's one less car in the city.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Okay, so you think they're a good thing, but they need to be regulated in some way.
They definitely need to be regulated. As regards to putting like a tax or an insurance or a self-tax onto them, I think we have enough bloody taxes in this country.
All right, thanks very much for your call, Vincent. Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
What's the story, Adrian?
Good, Dave. What did you want to say on this?
No, I think they're a great idea. The only thing is, where are you going to put them, though? You already have cyclists pushing that there aren't enough cycle lanes in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And if you start like putting these electric scooters and stuff on them, they're all going to start getting their lycra in a bunch. You can't put them on the main road because you're just going to get poleaxed by a car or a bus. Like, don't get wrong, I'm all for it. I think they're a fantastic idea. I really do. And I mean, if people want to buy them, just go out and buy them. Sure, the guards are doing nothing about taking motorbikes off young fellas anyway. So,
well, that's very true.
I don't think you have to worry too much about your little electric scooter. Do you know?
Yeah, but because the law is a bit up in the air at the moment, I'd be a bit worried about spending 700, 800, 900 quid on one, only to be told in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, no, they're illegal. They're not allowed on the road.
I wouldn't, Adrian, because in fairness, now if you think about it, how often do you do a show about young fellas flying around on actual motorbikes?
Hmm.
And when do the guards ever take them off them? I mean, the amount of people that ring in and say they've talked to the guards, and the guards say they can't take them off them, which is complete and utter bullshit. Like, the guards can take them off them. You're not allowed to drive a mechanically propelled device on the roads unless you're fully licensed, taxed and insured.
Okay, do you believe that these should be, because it is a grey area about whether or not they're legal or illegal or whatever, you think this should be regulated and should be allowed?
But I think they're a great idea, especially for if someone's going into town and they just want to, you know, arse around the city for the day. Because, like, my heart goes out to anybody who drives around Dublin. Like, I'd say driving around Dublin must take years off your life.
It
does,
yeah, it's a nightmare.
Like, anytime I go to Dublin, I get the train, because it's a lot quicker. You know, I don't have to worry about parking. I don't have to worry about being stuck in traffic. So, they're like, for the future of the city, they're a great idea. Like, you could pedestrianize parts of the city where you had roads before. You could make them, like, scooter-only zones or whatever. You take less cars off the road. you know, it is a fantastic idea, but, like, a lot of research needs to be put into it and, like, actual genuine plans on how to make it workable for the city. But I do believe, like, if you're going to be flying around the city on them, you should have some form of insurance.
Really? Will that not take away from it if you have to spend, like, 500 or 600 or 700 quid on insurance?
I know, I'm not talking about 500 or 600 or 700 quid, but, like, some form of insurance. Like, I feel the same about cyclists. Because if I hit a cyclist because of their own stupidity, it's coming out of my pocket. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to be sharing a massive built-up area where motorists have to have insurance, where you have other people can zip in and out, because you've seen yourself, you've seen how stupid people on bicycles can be. Like, I've nearly hit cyclists because of their own stupidity, and if I hit them, I'm the one who's going to get screwed for it.
No, that's true, but I do worry. And I have to be honest, when I was on one a couple of weeks ago going around the streets in Madrid, I had great fun on it and whatever. But I do worry that you're not even as visible as a cyclist might be. And we all know how invisible cyclists can be to motorists.
Oh, no, definitely. And that's what I mean. Like, you need to bring in legislation. You know, like, wear a high-vis jacket, have reflectors on it, install indicators on it. Or if you're going to do one, maybe just do a one-day training course that teaches you the rules of the road.
Okay, fair enough. Johnny is in Balbriggan. You're on 98FM. Johnny, how are you?
How are you, Adrian?
Now, Johnny, you have an electric bike, is that right?
I have an electric mountain bike, yeah, but it doesn't have pedals, so it's fully electric.
Right.
So, therefore, that you cannot take that outside the gate on a public path or a highway. You can only use that off-road, okay? So we use it for trails and stuff like that. But the electric bikes you see in the road every day, they have pedals, so they're called pedal assisted electric bicycles, so they're perfectly legal. You can use them now, they're fully legal to use them, which they're not the same as electric. Is just push a button and it goes.
Yes.
Pedal assisted, you must turn the pedals and it's assisted with the motor and the battery, so if you don't pedal, it's not going
anywhere. Okay, just helps you along your way, basically.
So basically you start pedaling, the motor kicks in and it just takes off with you, and if you hit a hill, it'll work more, and that's what it is like. So it's sort of 50% like a bicycle, 50% electric. You know what I mean?
And what about with regard to electric scooters? Do you think they should be legalized and regulated?
They like. I think the electric scooters are fully electric. I don't think any different than an electric car. They should just be exact same as a motorcycle. They have to be tax insured and regulated.
Will that not take away the economic viability of it if you have to get them taxed and insured? Do you know what I mean? They're dear enough as it is. They're anything between 600 and 1,000 euro.
And the rest. Depending on the makes and brands of them, like, 600,000 euros wouldn't be worth even having it. It'd be scrapped in no time.
All right, let me just bring in one last call on this. And I've just got a message here. In Belgium, and we got a lovely photograph of an electric scooter. In Belgium, we sell these. They have a maximum speed of 18 kilometres per hour. Legally. Next year it'll be 25 kilometres per hour. It has front and back lights, indicators, a stoplight and horns. They reach approximately 100 kilometres out of a full battery. It has full suspension and air tyres for comfort. They actually look like the bomb now, to be honest. And one last call. That's you, Jody. You're on 98FM. How are you, Jody?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
I think they're absolutely brilliant. I always drive a cab myself, but I see them every day, and I think they're absolutely brilliant. They're a great idea. I think this does another way for the government to put their hand in the pockets of the people of this country. This is going to take a lot of cars off the road, a lot of cars. And I thought that's exactly what we wanted.
And I think that is exactly what we want in the city. And I mean, I do love to see the success of the city bikes, for example. They're always being used. And
exactly.
One of them that's being used is a car less in Dublin.
That's it. It means that a lot of people have no choice but to use their cars because they take kids or whatever else. They get to these places where they need to go a lot quicker because the roads are a lot less congested.
Okay, so you would like to see them being properly regulated and legalised?
I think they should have indicators and things like that, but you can't tax something that has no admissions. You know, you can't turn around and say, you want tax. This is just another way, I think, for the government to take money out of people's pockets. That's all. They see that this is a thing now that's picking up rapidly in this country, and they want in on it. That's it. They want in on it. They want their hand in your pocket.
All right, Damien, thank you very much indeed for your calls. Most of you believe that they should be regulated, they should be licensed, and we should be able to use them on the streets of Dublin. So, Shane Ross, if you're listening, will you get the finger out and try and get that sorted, please? Thank you.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.